Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, everybody. Good evening and welcome to the United Stand. I'm Mark Goldbridge. This is your latest Manchester United transfer news. And it's fair to say, I don't think we've ever been in a situation like this before. Bruno Fernandes, world record transfer bid. Incoming reaction to that. And when I say we've not been in this position before, there's no speculation. Al Hilal, Saudi, want Bruno and they're putting serious money on the table. The question is, how long can Bruno and Man United resist it and whether they should resist it? Because if we're being completely honest, there is a lot of people in the fan base that are saying take the money. 44% of you said it last night without knowing what's on the table. So let's get into that. Also, some big, big exciting news to give some of you from a certain area of the world. So tune in for that. I'll let you know the details of that in a moment. But some people are here for this news. So let's get into that. And then I'll tell you how you can get involved in something really exciting in a moment. But yeah, a lot of people saying, so I feel we need to set up another poll. But before I do that, these are the headlines. Al Hilal are prepared to offer a British record transfer fee for Bruno Fernandes. The highest sale in Premier League history is £115 million. This is coming in from Ben Jacobs. Ben Jacobs, Fabrizio Romano, David Ornstein, they've all got very good connections around Manchester United and the bid and Saudi. And I'm telling you now, this is true. As much as I told you last night is true, I told you last night when we went live at this time, I've been told by a very good journalist, I think I said source, so probably made a mistake there, very big source, that Saudi have wanted Bruno for over 2 years. So any money, any offer, they'll do it. They'll put it on the table and they'll just see if Man United or Bruno flinch. So £115 million is the British transfer record, and £115 million is what they're willing to go north of. Man United's sources insist there's no release clause, though, in Bruno's contract. Al Hilal understand there is an amount that Man United would engage with should the player express a desire to move. So there was a story going out before that we had a £65 million release clause, which is total horse crap. We'd be in big trouble if that was there, because then they could just negotiate with the player without us having any say. That's not true, which is why Ben Jacobs is talking about over £150 million. They've also made an offer of over £65 million a year to Bruno, personally, the equivalent of £1.25 million a week, tax-free. He's on £300,000 a week in the UK and will be taxed for half of that. So effectively, he can earn £1 million a week more than what he's earning now. I mean, what do you want me to say? We get a British transfer record and the guy gets £1 million a week on top of what he's getting already. And all this is true. It's all true. It's what you do with that information, but it is all true. Right, I'm going to start a poll because the live chat's going absolutely crazy. I think the first question to answer here, would you do the deal for Bruno? Is what I'm going to ask you. Yes or no? Just get in the chat. The question that a lot of people will ask is, why are they willing to offer this amount of money for Bruno Fernandes? And this is why, right at the start of this show, I'm going to tell you why I wouldn't do this deal. The reason they're willing to offer this money is because the Saudi Pro League want to take over the world and be a competitor to the Premier League, the Champions League. This is not breaking news. They've always wanted to do it. They want to do a deal where they are the best league in the world, and they will spend the ridiculous amounts of money that they've got to do that. The reason they want Bruno Fernandes is because they see Bruno Fernandes as an absolute symbol of a change. Ivan Toney, Benzema, etc., Ronaldo, they represent something different to what Bruno Fernandes represents. Bruno Fernandes represents a here and now superstar player going to Saudi. And it represents something very different to what they want to do. I would not do this deal, because if you tolerate this, then your children will be next. And what I mean by that is, it's all right going, we get 100. Do you think Bruno will be the last player they go for? And if Bruno does it, who's next? De Ligt? You know, Mainoo? This is their plan. Their plan is to take the best players from the Premier League and take them to the Saudi Pro League and make the Saudi Pro League the Premier League. And that's abysmal for football, in my opinion. I've got no problem with the Saudi Pro League, but I don't want it to make the Premier League extinct. So I don't want the money. I don't want the player to go. I don't want to fund the Saudi Pro League taking over the Premier League. I don't want, no money can take that for me. So it's a no. It's a no. I don't care what the money is. I might be in the minority. I know Ricky's saying do it, and I know a lot of you are saying you do it, and I respect it. But I've had a few minutes before the show to think this through. And my morals are that some things don't have a price. And I don't have a price. So I don't agree with that. The chat's going wild because there is a mic problem again. Oh, I'm genuinely lost as to what to do with the mic situation at the moment. I mean, I just do not know what to do with it. It keeps doing this on a very important show. So yeah, I don't know what to do. The chat is going absolutely wild. What's going on? Just close YouTube and restart it. Yeah, it's nothing to do with, there's nothing wrong at our end. It is YouTube, unfortunately. I'm just going to try one thing just before we get back into the show. But sometimes this does help with some people. That sometimes helps a little bit. I've never seen the chat go wild like this for a long time. And I think we've got slow mode on. It's 50-50. It's 50-50 on whether people would get rid of Bruno or not. Wow. I've had a few super chats coming in as well. It's not you, Mark. It's YouTube. Reset it, says WJ Barrett. So is this happening a lot with other live streams as well then? I appreciate that, WJ Barrett, because not a lot of people would do a super chat to tell me what the problem is. I am Mike. I am fine, says Mike JW. Karan says, I wouldn't sell Bruno. Bruno has his heart set in the right place, and he wants to play for United. Qualities that aren't easy to find in players these days, says Karen. Can I just say this? Because I think we're getting a little bit confused here. Al Hilal are legitimately, no, and I know we're not used to this. We're not used to this. We're used to Man United want to spend £100 million on Gareth Bale, or Chelsea are going to give us £100 million for Garnacho. You know, nonsense. This is true. It was true last night. It's true tonight. Every story that's coming out about Bruno from Saudi is true. They're making a play. They want to do something symbolic. Now, I can get conspiracy theory on your ass if you want me to, but I'm pretty sure that DAZN have bought the TV rights to the Club World Cup. And I'm pretty sure that the Saudi League or the Saudi fund bought a percentage in DAZN. And now we've got the Saudi League trying to buy Bruno Fernandes for the World Cup. So I'm for the World Club Cup. So, you know, maybe there's something in this. I've got another message now. So, yeah, I think that the main thing to say is that it is true. They are looking to do this deal, and we can't deny that at all. So they are looking to do the deal. And you are talking about £1.25 million pounds a week for Bruno Fernandes. And you are talking about £120 million for Manchester United. They're the figures. That's not people, you know, Arsenal fans can come in and say rubbish, whatever. That they are the figures. £120 million to Manchester United and £1.25 million a week to Bruno. There's people in this chat who are going, see you later. You know, there's players out there going, see you later. So you can say Bruno Fernandes loves Manchester United and he wants to stay. I tell you what, with those numbers on the table, if he wants to stay at Manchester United, fair play. Because that is incredible. Incredible amounts of money. And they are going hard on this one. But I wouldn't do the deal if I was Man United. But I think what you're not... And can I just say this from a United point of view as well? I wouldn't do the deal. If I was the CEO or the owner, I don't do the deal. Unless Bruno Fernandes knocks on the door and says, I want to go. In which case, you say, how much do you want to go? Because if I'm saying no and you're still going to stay and be happy, fine. If I'm going to say no and you're going to go on strike and be an arsehole, then I'm going to have to do something about it, aren't I? So I don't know what's going to happen because I can't remember a scenario where this amount of money has been thrown at a player and a club. I think it's unprecedented. I think it's not as easy as some people wanting to sweep it under the carpet. The money's incredible. It's incredible. If this is Real Madrid saying we'll give you 400 grand a week and we'll give United 60 million, off your pop. Forget it. We're not doing the deal. But this is £120 million to Man United and £1.2 million a week to Bruno. It's whether we say no or not, and I think we might, it's still incredible money. But the thing as well, and I said this last night too, and just to add to that, Chris Wheeler has said that Man United sources are confident that Bruno will stay to be part of the rebuild under Amorim. They maintain that he isn't for sale. Well, that's great to hear. But what I will say is, everybody who's out there saying take the £120 million for Bruno Fernandes, just remember who gets that money. And just remember that money would go on debt repayments, on players we've already bought installments, probably go towards a new stadium. There's no guarantee that Ruben Amorim would even get half of that. So don't start thinking about, oh, let's sell him and get 125 million quid. I mean, it's ridiculously naive. Have you forgotten who owns our football club? So there isn't any guarantee that if we did this deal, that we'd get a lot of that money anyway. As I said last night, I imagine Joel Glazer is on the phone right now saying, so is he going to do it? Is he going to do it? What can we do to make him do it? Because that is a windfall. Look, I completely agree. If this football club was Man City or Arsenal or Liverpool and they got offered, I don't know, £200 million for Erling Haaland or Saka or Salah, and the player said they quite fancied it, you might look at it and go, if we can reinvest that £200 million in two really good players. So let's go and do it. But I don't trust Man United's owners to go and be able to replace Bruno Fernandes with 120 million quid. I don't think we would do it. Look, for me, it's a big no. I've never seen, we've got 12,000 people watching, and I've never seen a poll with so many votes on it locked on 50-50. We've had nearly 10,000 votes in 10 minutes. Would you do the deal for Bruno? And it's 50-50. And that is, you know, amazing. In many ways, it's absolutely amazing. So I want to get into some of your comments, but if you are tuning in, we are a little bit early anyway because Inter are playing Barcelona. I'm doing that on Matt's Football. But also, we have got this amazing story that's come out, legitimate story this evening, that Al Hilal from the Saudi Pro League want to offer Manchester United a British transfer record for Bruno Fernandes, which would be in excess of £115 million. And they want to give Bruno Fernandes £1.25 million a week in wages. This is just incredible because, of course, it's tax-free in Saudi. To earn £1.25 million a week in wages in England, in the UK, in the Premier League, you'd have to be on £2.5 million a week. He's on £300,000 a week. So it's five times his take-home pay. It's incredible money. It's absolutely incredible. Well, it's not five times his take-home pay, is it? Because it's £1.25 million a week and he's probably taken over £150,000 a week. So it's 10 times his take-home pay, which is just ridiculous. Footballers make a lot of money, but £62 million in a year is... That's not just wealth. That's heritage wealth. You know, your great-great-grandkids are living off that. And it's tax-free, says Malik as well. I wonder if they want somebody to go over there and do a Saudi Pro League stand. I wonder, does it work with that as well? I wonder if that works. No, I'm joking. You see, I wouldn't do it. What's that? No, I wouldn't do it. The United stand. Will we regret not selling him like Rashford to PSG, says LZ? I mean, look, there is a point here. There is a very good point here that if we don't do this, it almost becomes problematic in the sense that 50% of you would do the deal. Ricky would do the deal. Usman would do the deal off the fan forum. There's people, there's nothing wrong with doing the deal. There's a lot of people would do the deal. But the problem is, if you do the deal, the people who don't want the deal to happen get annoyed. But if you don't do the deal, the 50% that do want to do the deal, and Bruno naturally declines or has a bad season next season, people go, what a shit club. You're in a difficult position. You're in a difficult position as Manchester United here, because everybody in the world, and look, can I just say this as well? The Saudi Pro League ain't stupid. People will be going, stupid money, what are they doing? You know, why have they done that? You know what I say? Absolutely bloody brilliant. Whether they get him or not, absolutely brilliant. Who is talking about the Saudi Pro League now? Who's got 13,500 people talking about this now? Who's watching it later talking about this now? Everybody is talking about this. They're talking about the Saudi Pro League. The PR is immense. They're also showing their ambition. Even if they don't get Bruno, what they're saying is, and I tell you what, there'll be players all around the Premier League and all around Europe going to their agent, what about me? What about me? Forget Bruno, what about me? And it's a brilliant bit of PR play because they've got the money. Endless wealth. And also, what it also does is, if United don't do the deal, people will go, we turned our back on £120 million for a 31-year-old. What are we doing? Why are we not doing that deal? Oh, just because Ruben Amorim likes Bruno Fernandes and wants him as his captain. Well, I tell you what, with £120 million, I can get him two captains. You know, so there is that side of the coin. Somebody said to me today, why have they put that offer in knowing Man United won't sell him and Bruno won't go? And I said exactly this, because it just shows to the world the power they've got. And even if Bruno doesn't come, he might go next summer. You know, you don't know what fractures it causes. So there's a lot to consider there.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We don't really need all this before Europa games, says Scott Page. We don't, no. If we did sell him, how would the deal be structured? All up front, also no European football. We won't be able to attract the right profile to replace him, says James. If they offer us anything, 180 million or more, we can't refuse, says LMP. You know what though, mate? There is part of me that doesn't like this at all, because you remember what I said a few minutes ago? I wouldn't do this deal because you're basically acting like Everton. You know, like when Everton got their money for Rooney and Rooney went to Man United, a better place. Man United went on and won things and Everton never did anything. If the Premier League starts selling their best assets to the Saudi Pro League and goes, oh, look at all our money. What are you spending your money on if all the assets want to go to Saudi League? This will just be a train. This will be like a fountain. If Bruno goes, others will go. And then what are you going to buy? I've got 120 million. I can go buy this, that, and that. What if those players are going, I'm going to Saudi? The imbalance this could cause to the European game is incredible. And it will be a domino effect. I know it's money that would... And also, it's just money that goes into Sir Jim Radcliffe's pocket and the Glazers' pocket. I don't like this. I've got nothing against competition. The Chinese League did it. MLS has done it. The Pro League's doing it now. But the domino effect of what this will do to our European game, if players in their prime start going to the Saudi Pro League for stupid money, is ridiculous. You'll end up with a league that nobody watches, but everyone's there just earning life-changing money, kicking a ball about for fun. And the competitive element will disappear. What can we do about it? I wouldn't do this deal. I just don't like this deal. I like the idea of Bruno saying no. Competitive football is more important to me than earning £1 million a week. I like the idea of that. I think it's important for the game. I think it's important for the integrity of the game. I think it's important for what we stand as football fans and the clubs that we've loved. I think it's important, but it's not for me to say it. And I'm a bit of a sanctimonious high horse twat for saying it, because it's not me turning down £1.25 million a week. It's not me being the moral bastion of I will not turn my back on competitive football to go and earn ridiculous money in Saudi Arabia. But I think it's important for the game that players do choose sporting integrity over a payday. And I've got nothing against the Saudi Pro League. I'm not anti the Saudi Pro League. I've been very pro the Saudi Pro League, actually. There's nothing wrong with competition and players being able to go and earn ridiculous money. But if too many of them do it, it will destroy the foundations of competitive football in Europe, which I don't want to see. I don't want to see it, but there's nothing we can do about it. David said it's a bloody business. I think you forget that, but it's not a business to me, David. It's not a business to you. You don't support Manchester United because it's a business. You support Manchester United because your dad got you into it, or your mum, or your granddad, or you saw it on the telly. It's not a business to us. Look at Trent Alexander-Arnold doing his old social media post talking about comfort zones and loving a club, but running his contract down and leaving in his prime. It's not a business, is it, to the fans? And I think if we start losing players to the Saudi Pro League, what do we become as a Premier League? What do we become as Manchester United? But Bruno Fernandes is free to make his decision. Of course he is. It's life-changing money. I just want to interject here very, very quickly, or I'll completely forget. This is a message to United Stand listeners, or let people know who aren't watching the show tonight. So we are in this. This is very, very quick, but very, very important if it applies to you. So United are in the United States in July for the tour. We will be there, the United Stand. You know, our fan forum that we do with Ricky and Beth and Maud's and everybody else who goes on that, the fan forum. So we're going to be in Chicago, New Jersey, New York and Atlanta in for the tour. We want to do a fan forum before every game. So we're looking for, don't have to be a content creator. We're just looking for some people that are located in Chicago, New Jersey, New York and Atlanta to come on the fan forum and do it. We want to keep it going through the summer and we want to utilize people from there. And hopefully in the future, when we go to India and places like that, we can do it. So you're going to be the test pilot for this. To get involved in it, all you got to do is what we've done in the past. That's footballmedia@gmail.com. Just send us a minute clip of yourself talking about something you're passionate about, maybe Bruno, maybe signing Jokeres, maybe Cunha, maybe Amorim, just a 60-second clip. That's footballmedia@gmail.com if you're interested in being part of our fan forum. And of course, the more passionate you are, the more opinionated you are, the better chance you've got. So get involved in that. Obviously, it is US-centric, Chicago, Atlanta, New Jersey, New York, or the ability to get there for those fan forums. Get involved with that. It'd be great. This chat is cooked, says Caxo. It's going absolutely madness. Absolute madness at the moment. But we love that. I wouldn't do it, but Klopp sold Coutinho for more than 100 million and rebuild the team they are now. It all depends on the owners, how they will use it, says Amit. I don't trust the owners. I wouldn't give these owners the steam off my piss. I wouldn't trust them with 120 million pounds. As I said, I can't be on board with those United fans who are saying, I'd take the 120 million pounds and rebuild the football club. I'd be like, it's like trusting your cow with Ronald McDonald and thinking you're going to, you know, come home and milk it. It'll be in a bloody burger. You know, I don't trust United with 120. Can you imagine what the Glazers would do with 120 million pounds after they've ran round the garden with their top off? Like, that's not going into the club, is it? That's not going into where it needs to go. So I don't even agree with, oh, let's take the money. What I do agree with is 120 million pounds for a 31-year-old, because Bruno will be 31 at the start of the season, is ridiculous money. It's absolutely ridiculous. On the headline, and there will be still people tuning in late, so on the headline, Al Hilal in Saudi wants to give us 120 million pounds for Bruno and give him 1.25 million pounds a week wages. Unprecedented, ridiculous. You can't not consider it. You can't not think about it. This is ridiculous, ridiculous amounts of money. And when we say no, they'll take that money to somebody else. And it might be Liverpool this time. They might go and offer it to, I don't know, Luis Diaz. They might go to Arsenal and offer it to Saka. They might go to Chelsea and offer it to, I don't know, Casido or someone like that. They'll go and use that money somewhere else. Of course they will. So the headline is that, and trust me, if the headline was United take that money, Bruno wants to go, and we invest it in, you know, 7, 8, 9 players this summer on top of the transfer budget, great. But you know what United will do? They'll go, we don't need a transfer budget now. We'll just use 100 of what we've got for Bruno and we won't be any better off. And also, we're sending our best player to Saudi. We will be the football club responsible for the breakdown of the European game. We will be the club that got rid of the most symbolic player to the Saudi league and started the domino effect of everyone else following him. The disintegration of the Premier League and the Champions League as all the players in their prime start going for the payday. And we're all there going, listening to bloody Martin Tyler going, it's the Premier League and it's live, but we haven't got any good players because they're all in Saudi, but it's live. You know, I think this is just, sometimes in life, money does not matter over principle. And the principle here is, I don't trust the Glazers. I wouldn't trust them with the money. And I don't think we should be selling our players to the Saudi Pro League to allow the Saudi Pro League to grow and, you know, have a negative impact on the Premier League. I think they need to work harder for it than that. And we need to resist that. We can't just be mercenaries and say, let's take their money, because at some point you'll take their money and you won't be able... Look, what I'm trying to say is, if you keep doing this, then eventually, let's say Bruno goes and then Mainu goes, and then in 3 years' time, we've got another youth superstar who goes, and you take the money and you go, hold on a minute, there's nothing to spend it on. all the players are in the Saudi Pro League. They won't come here because we can't afford their wages. So you just end up being a bloody academy for the Saudi Pro League, so people can go there and earn ridiculous amounts of money. But look, that's just my opinion. There's quite a few opinions I need to go through here. Wasn't Coutinho more marks as WJ Barrett? Yeah, British transfer fee. I thought Coutinho was more as well. Does Bruno want to go, says Mike? As we understand it, no, but I don't think we've heard the end of this story yet. At what point are we going to show loyalty to our players? We talk about mercenary players. How about mercenary fans? He's untouchable, says Lamin. I like that. 150 million for a 32-year-old. That might not be bad next year, says Parker. If you could go back in time, we were supposed to buy Skriniar for 90 instead of buying Maguire. Or would you keep the current Maguire? I'd probably keep the current Maguire, Romano. Depends how much we will put back into the team, says P. Don. You can't trust the Glazers. How much did Coutinho go for, Mark? Again, I think Coutinho went for more than Casido. I don't know why they're talking about that furious. Club is on knees financially. We need the cash flow, says Scottish FM, or as also known as Joel Glazer. For me, it's up to Amrim, says the Snail. If he take it and rebuild, I back him. If not, then I back that too. Amrim's vision is the vision. Shane Conley says, for a free this large, we could afford Cunha, Mbeumo, Jokeres, Frimpong and Edison if we pay in instalments. I think it's an offer we can't refuse. But what happens then next summer when they knock on the door and say, here's £150 million for Cunha? You see, I think that Shane, I think you've almost been the guinea pig here. This is exactly what my problem is. You take the money for Bruno, you buy Cunha, Jokeres, Frimpong, Edison, and then next summer they come along and go, here's £150 million for Cunha. And then the summer after that, they go, here's £150 million for Jokeres. And the club keeps doing it because they like the money. But these long-term vision players disappear to Saudi. It's the same with selling Garnacho or Mainoo. If you do it once, they'll do it again. If you sell Bruno, the most important player on our team, nobody's safe ever again in the future. How can you ever trust the football club if they start selling young talent and your best player to make money? Who are we then? We literally are Everton. I think there is a principle here. There is a moral standing here. We can't just, that comment about we can't be mercenary as fans because we lose our morals. We can't be in a situation where nobody's thinking it's possible to sell Bruno Fernandes. And then the Saudi Pro League comes along and goes, there's ridiculous money. And United go, yeah, let's do it. We'll never be able to build a future. We'll never be able to trust the club. We'll never have a vision. We'll never have a project. We'll never have sustained success. We'll never have success because we'll never be able to trust it because the next week they'll come in and take another player. This is not what football's about. Football is not about money in that sense. You've got to have stability. Yes, you need money to buy players, but you can't be in a position where, you know, a player has a good season and then it's like, here's 150 million, see you later. Maybe that's the way football's going though. Maybe I'm banging my head against the brick wall. Maybe this is coming to Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool and everybody else. Maybe this was the phase of the Saudi Pro League. You know, you bring Ronaldo in, you have a couple of years of that, you test the water and then bang, you start taking the best players with shockingly massive bids and wages. I don't know. I don't know how deep those pockets are over there. Kobe, welcome to Members Club. Great point though, Shane. Bobby says, all you need to do is refresh your YouTube app or browser. It's not Mark, says Bobby. It's YouTube reset, says WJ Barrett. If they pay off our debt, they can have him, says Rex. We'll never pay off our debt because the Glazers enjoy it. Hi, Mark. I wouldn't sell Bruno, says Karan. Bruno has his heart in the right place and he wants to play for United. You can't find those qualities easily. Jacob says, I get where you're coming from, Mark. However, we could buy 4 or 5 players for Amrim's system with the sale. Also, are the players head to head for the members coming back? I hope so, Jacob. We normally do that in the summer yet. The mic isn't your end. Viewers restart or go back 30 seconds, says James. This is ridiculous that YouTube's got this problem. Needs to be 150 million or more. Also, the board did not prepare to spend so much. Hope they don't buy just to say that they did, says Yoni. Coutinho went for 142 million. Could we get that, says the streets will never forget. Might be stupid if Qatar owners would Bruno go, says John. No chance. Even if we sold Bruno, which I don't want to happen, I wouldn't trust this ownership with a brick to smash a window, says King Callum. Great point. We could buy three or four players with that fee, says Alexander. Okay, I'm just going to take a rest there from some of the Super Chats and come back, because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people talking about this, and it's fine, I get it, but there's a lot of you obviously thinking, let's do this because we can buy four or five players with it. Where have you been for the last 20 years? Do you know who owns the football club? Have you seen about the dividends? Have you seen about the debt? Have you seen we're going to try and build a new stadium? What planet are you on? Because it ain't Earth. What are you thinking? Oh, if we get 120 million for Bruno, we can spend it all on players. Bullshit. They'll spend it on everything apart from bloody players, won't they? In fact, whatever bloody Amrim's transfer budget is now, they'll just take it away and use the Bruno fee, won't they? Like, I can't get on board with that. If it was a different football club with a different set of owners, I might agree. But I wouldn't trust this football club if they were gifted £100 million to give to charity. I don't think a charity would get the money, do you? I just don't trust that. I trust Al Hilal to give us the money. I don't trust where that money goes and what account it hits then. You know, I think 120 million comes in. I don't think 120 million goes towards the transfer budget. I don't think you would have the same reaction if Real Madrid or any of the top five league came with this offer, says Ram. No, Ram, I think you're trying to invert some sort of racism or xenophobia onto somebody that's spoken about the Saudi Pro League for many years on That's Football. I don't like what it's doing, but I don't have a problem with it. I didn't like what the Chinese league did, but I didn't have a problem with it. I don't like what the MLS was doing, but I don't have a problem with it. I wouldn't like it if it was an Argentinian league. I want what I've grown up with, where the English league is one of the best in the world and the European Cup is the best tournament in the world domestically. I don't want the Saudi Pro League to take all the best players. I don't want the Saudi Pro League to have a monopoly on football. But evolution and change, I accept. And we have a part to play in stopping that happening. And stopping that happening is not selling your best players to that league and thinking you can buy better players, because those players will start going there as well. It's a domino effect. That's what I'm saying. Saudi Pro League, fair play. Why shouldn't they have a league better than the Premier League? Why shouldn't they create a Champions League tournament that's out in that area of the world? Of course they can. Of course they can. But I'm not going to sit here and say I like it, because I want us to keep it. And if Real Madrid offered £125 million for Bruno Fernandes, he'd probably go. He'd probably go because it's Real Madrid playing in the Champions League in a competitive league. I don't think he's going to want to go to Saudi at the moment, because I think he'll look at that league and go, I'm not ready for that at 31. I still think I can play in the Champions League. I still think I can play in the Premier League. The minute the Saudi Pro League starts to have a lot of decent players, I think a lot of players will go. And that's what they're trying to do, legitimately trying to do. And I understand it. At the moment, if you're Ivan Toney, you look at the Saudi Pro League and you go, life-changing money. Standard of football is not that great, but it's life-changing money. Bruno Fernandes will look at it and go, standard of football is not that great. Won't play in the Champions League, won't play in the Premier League, probably still play for Portugal, but life-changing money. What the Saudi Pro League are trying to do is to get to the point where it's life-changing money in a competitive league. And eventually they will get there if they start getting 10, 20, 30 Bruno Fernandes is in. Then it becomes a competitive league and life-changing money, and then it's curtains for the Premier League, the Champions League. And they're not that far off. They're not that far off. I was looking at Al Hilal's team the other day. Koulibaly, Ruben Neves, Mitrovic. I'd say at the moment, most Saudi teams have got four or five recognisable players. Some of them are at the end of their career. When they start getting 10, 11, and six of them are, you know, prime players, that's when it happens. And it could happen. And I don't want that to happen. I don't want to see any other league other than the Premier League, the best league in the world, especially outside of the Champions League format. In terms of the price of 120 million, the important question is whether 120 million can replace what Bruno brings to United, says Rahil. Well, yeah. I don't think he'd want to go, says Dale. Marcus says we could be like Liverpool after Coutinho if we sell him. Saudi will still be offering that in 2 years' time, perspective guys, says Gori. So Jim is going to do the deal for sure, says Mateus. Fred Flintstone says what you describe is, well, apparently, Sir Jim Radcliffe has been round Bruno's house and got him to sign a bit of paper, but Bruno said he won't sign it without looking at it. And Sir Jim has said, no, you don't need to read it. It's just, it's actually something to do with your insurance. But Bruno apparently has said, I don't trust you. Where's page two? Because Sir Jim's just been that round there with a thing that says sign here. And Bruno said, I want to read what it's about. And Sir Jim said, it's about insurance. It's nothing else. I'm joking. Can we sell Casemiro with a Bruno jersey on? Says Alex. Imagine we lose Europa and we have to sell Bruno, says Aidan Taylor. Well, I do wonder if we get knocked out of the Europa League or we don't win the final, does it have any impact on this? But as I said, it is incredible and it is unprecedented because it's true. Like they are willing to offer a ridiculous transfer fee. They are willing to offer ridiculous wages. And we are legitimately talking about something that is true. I just hope Man United and Bruno stay focused and stay together. Incredible wage, but he's a millionaire already, so I hope he stays because his replacement could be craps, as Pedon. But you know what? Pedon? I think for those of us mere mortals who don't earn that amount of money, people say, he's on 300 grand a week already. Why would he need £1.25 million a week? Come on, let's be clear here. He's getting taxed. He's probably taking 150 grand a week and he can take 1.25 a week. That's an extra £1 million a week across a 2 year contract, 3 year contract. That's 150 million pounds in 3 years in your pocket, tax free. It's all right saying you're a millionaire already, but there are levels of wealth here, aren't they, that are just incredible. John says you wouldn't sell Bruno, but almost half the squad, even the young ones like Mino and Garnacho. Let's be realistic. This is the deal of the decade to rebuild. I think it will bite us in the arse very, very soon, because I think we'll do it again and again. And then the players you're looking to replace Bruno with are literally just going to be, will just become like a developer of talent in the Premier League. And as soon as it's half decent, they'll take it. We could end up with nothing left in the Premier League. I mean, if they clear it out and then just start taking any young player, we could become like a youth league where the only people playing in the Premier League are like 20. And as soon as they show any decent ability, the Saudi Pro League says, we'll take them, you know? Once they're gone, they're not coming back, are they? We won't be able to pay the wages. I can see the picture. Lee says, if Bruno decides to stay, he should use it to his advantage and get guarantees we buy some real decent players and build a real team, says Lee. Don't trust the owners, but we need... That's not going to work, though, Lee. That's not going to work. Imagine Bruno going in. I'm not going to go to Saudi unless you spend a load of money on new players. And so Jim goes, at the end of the day, Bruno, could we just step out of the room for a minute and put some earphones in? And then they'll be laughing their head off going, I can't believe he's threatening to go if we don't spend money. And we get 125 million for him. Bruno, come back in. We've run the maths. We'd love to buy all these players you want, but we can't. So you're going to have to go to Saudi. They will love it. Don't trust the owners, but we need the funds, says Andres. Would you sell Bruno if it meant we don't sell either Garnacho or Mainoo? In addition, 120 million might mean we can afford Jokeres. Yeah, but JJ... And then next year they come for Mainoo. And next year they come for Jokeres. I don't think people understand what this is about. It's not about Bruno and we'll leave you alone. It's a symbolisation of taking Man United's best player and going, okay, we want your best players, whoever they are. Bruno Guimaraes at Newcastle. Isak at Newcastle. We'll have him. Right, let's go to Chelsea. Cole Palmer. You know, suddenly there is an influx of these players leaving the Premier League. Mike JW is gifted a membership. Thank you very much. Would you view Cunha as a Bruno replacement, says Rajaf? I mean, he could be a Bruno replacement, but I don't view him as a Bruno replacement because I don't want to replace Bruno. We need Bruno Fernandes, but I say sell him in January 2027, says Lloyd Dingle. Will we regret not selling him like Rashford to PSG? LZ said that. If they offer us anything, 180 million or more, we can't refuse, says LMP. Okay, I think I've done a few of these. Bruno is one of the few players in our squad that isn't a learner driver. His vision off the field is to second to none. Do not sell, says Constantine. Doesn't the Saudi League have a quota on foreign players? How can they compete with the Premier League if that's the case, says Triggered Salt Gaming.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I don't know. And if that's the case, then, you know, I don't know what the Saudi Pro League end game is. I mean, I spoke to somebody about 18 months ago and I was told they want to stop buying Benzema's and Mane's and Ronaldo's. Well, no, Ronaldo, they love Ronaldo because of who it is. But they don't want people going there on big wages on a retirement home. They want to start buying people like John Duran, Ivan Toney, Ruben Neves. They want players that are good players playing there. That's what they want. Now, if they have got quotas, which, come to think of it, I think they do, because we were talking about Casemiro in January and they needed to move a player out to do that. I respect that even more if they've got that, because that means they want to develop their national game and have, you know, a Saudi national team that's decent and a longer term vision. But I still stand by what I say. If you start selling your best player to the Saudi Pro League and they come again, then we'll do it again. I just don't trust this ownership. I think that's what it comes down to. As I said, I've got no problem with the Saudi Pro League or Al Hilal coming to Man United and offering crazy money like they are. If anything, it's a compliment. They've got the right to offer it. They've got the right to do what they like. Competition is good. Man United should refuse it. We should say there is a line, we're not going to cross it, we're not going to do this. Because once you show a weakness that you will do it, people will exploit you again and again and again. Bruno had his head turned before the new contract, talking about ambition. If we don't get Europa, he's gone, says Millsy. Hey, if Bruno Fernandes comes out and says he wants to go, we're having a different conversation. Because many people would agree with him wanting to go to earn 1.25 million a week. And if he says, I want to do it, we're having a different conversation. But I can't, I'm with Alan Marshall. I can't see him wanting to go. Shane Day says it's hard to turn down that kind of personal wealth at any age. He owes us nothing. I hope he stays. What would you do if you were Bruno? Oh, Shane. Shane deserves a medal. He's probably asked the best question of the night. Nobody even thought to ask it. I can say to you, what would you do? And you can get in the chat, but I'm sat here on my own in front of you lot, and I've got to answer that question now. What would I do without lying? You know what? The fact that I've hesitated, I think, shows honesty. Look, I'm a Man United fan as well, so I'm living the dream playing for Man United in my 40s, looking back to my 30s, which I'm no longer there, and I wasn't a professional footballer. So I could feed you the biggest load of bollocks and say, oh, Man United's my life. I wouldn't leave them if I was 36. And I'd like to think that would be the answer. But there's a lot of things to consider. So I will answer this fairly. I would like to think I would go at 30. I still feel I've got a lot left. I get one life. And I don't need to go to the Saudi Pro League now. I could go in another year. They might not give me 1.25 million, but they might give me 700 grand a week. So I can still earn that life-changing money in a year or two. It's too early for me. I don't want to go yet. And, you know, keep the respect of them. Go, look, I'm flattered. I've thought it through. I have considered it. But for now, I don't want to do it. I want another year or two here. And if you're interested in a year or two, I'd love to have another conversation. I'd like to think that's what I would do, because I just think you get one career. And when you're retired and you listen to these ex-players and how bitter they are, I think you should always try and play at the best level you can play for as long as you can. And the Saudi Pro League doesn't offer that at the moment. But there is also this to consider: the club you're playing for. Bruno Fernandes will know more than we know about the situation at Manchester United. And he might be in a situation where he's looking at it and going, this team ain't going to play and compete for anything important in the next 3 years. And in 3 years' time, this opportunity may not be there. He may know more about the issues at Man United than we do. He might have seen half the workforce be sacked in the last year. He may detest the Glazers and what Sir Jim Ratcliffe is doing. He may not see any ambition at this football club. He may see a stadium being built that he won't play in, but he's going to be funding with a weakened team for 3 years. So he might have all that in his head and go, look, this project I'm part of at United is never going to materialise in the time that I'm here. So I'd be stupid not to consider this. And I think that's an important... I think he will stay, and I think that is to his credit, because I actually believe what I've just said is very true. You're in Carrington seeing half the workforce get sacked, good people. You're watching charities and parties and Christmas parties get cancelled to save money. You're seeing ticket prices go up. You're witnessing the worst ever Premier League season for Manchester United. You're aware of a stadium that needs paying for that you will never play in. You're aware of a summer transfer window that's not going to compete with teams that are in fourth, fifth or sixth. So he might look at that. He might look at that. Quick overview of the latest transfer news, says Emil. Basically just talking about Bruno. Purely in footballing terms, I don't want another Bruno-dominated season where we rely on him for everything. Doesn't mean we need to sell him, though, says Nick P. Let's remember 120 million is a starting point, says Dib. Do they want Bruno, or do they want a star player from a club that's been honest about being broke, says Matthew. And according to Google, Coutinho went for 106 million with 36 in add-ons. Maybe the Bruno deal is the initial fee record. Well, that explains it, Matty, because Casido was 115 million outright, wasn't it? So that's why it's the Casido deal. Exploring Adventures says, even if we got 150 million for Bruno, we probably won't have all that to spend. I reckon Sir Jim will take a cut and so will the Glazers. Exactly. Ideal world, it does nothing to the Saudi League and the cash from the transfer and possibly getting Champions League football. That's a quarter of a billion to spend. But come on, it's Glinios. That goes to the back pocket, says Jackie Boy. What's the main reason you wouldn't do the deal, Mark? Look, on a principle level, I don't want to see the best players in the Premier League go to the Saudi Pro League because that weakens us and strengthens them. That's a principle thing. I'm not that bothered about that. It's a reason. My main reason is I don't trust the owners. And I think if they did this once, they'd do it again and again and again. And I don't like the fact that 3 days ago, we're talking about next season with our captain and a new project. And 3 days later, we're talking about taking the money and run. To me, that's a mercenary thing to do. Are we building a project or not? If we can change a project just because someone drops some money on a table, then what project is, you know, what bollocks were you telling us then? It just reminds me of being a small club again, where you're like, if somebody gives us the money, we'll do it. And I don't want that. I don't want that. And I don't trust them either. I know some people have said, but if you've got that money, you can buy loads of players. How much of that money do we get? If we get 120 million from Bruno, but our budget was going to be 80 million anyway, is that a 200 million budget? Or is it actually, we'll give you 60 of that and you get 100 and the rest of it disappears? We don't know what the budget for the summer was anyway, if we win the Europa League. So how do you even figure out how much of the Bruno money goes there? And it won't go there, will it? Because there's so many other things we need to pay for. We've got 3 years left on his contract, Martin. We complain for not being able to sell well all the time. Get the opportunity to change that. No one is untouchable when you're 15th. I'd do the deal, says footballer soccer. Sammy D says, for 150 million, you could get Vitinha, Polinho, Neves, and any other Portuguese players to fill the gap for Amorim. You've just reminded me, Sammy. Remember when we spoke about this last night, though? The biggest problem we've got now is, if we turn this down, everybody who wanted to do the deal is going to go crazy. But the problem is, if we do this deal, then we're going to be in a position where people go, you've got 150 million quid. So if we try and sign Ederson, his price goes from, you can have him for 50 in installments, to we want 60 and we want the money up front. If you try and sign Jokeres, you can have him for 62 million in installments, we want 70 up front, and your money's gone. Everybody just ups the price. They don't let you do installments. They want the money there and then, because everybody knows this deal. So it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. I am doing Barcelona against Inter, United Wings, but it doesn't start till 8 o'clock. And I've got another 6 minutes here, so don't worry about that. Mark, you slippery slope argument isn't moving me. I'm not afraid of losing European football. I'm afraid of being in the bottom half again, says Honk, the Trumpets. Mate, I'm not. I mean, I've been doing this for 10 years. I've played the game. I'm not here to convince you. 50% of you would do the deal and 50% wouldn't. I think this is an incredible, unprecedented conversation. It's probably one of the biggest debates we've had in 10 years. I can't remember anything that split us this much. And I haven't got a problem with people who would do the deal. I'm just telling you why I wouldn't. And I'm not sitting here saying I'm right and you're a bunch of mercenaries. I'm just saying I wouldn't do the deal. But I'd be an idiot if I didn't acknowledge the numbers are incredible. And it's true. And it's very rarely. Man United won't like this, you know. Man United won't like this massively, because nobody likes it when a decision's not been made and everybody knows the offer. Like, if your next door neighbour lives in a house that's worth £500,000 and somebody offers £1.5 million for it, and they tell everyone on the street, everyone on the street's going, my God, that's ridiculous money. The house is not worth that. They'd be stupid not to take it. And then some people would be going, but that's their home. That's their home. There's no price you can put on that. Why should they sell it for 3 times its value just because somebody wants it? I wouldn't do it. And then the other neighbour's going, I bloody would. You could buy a much better house with that. So it's a similar situation, isn't it? But it's not private. Everybody knows about it. So some people will be going, yeah, they'd be idiots not to take it. And if you don't take it, you're always an idiot. And then there'll be some people going, you shouldn't take it. And if they do take it, you'll be going, you bloody mercenaries. So United are in a tough situation here, which I hope Bruno just kills it. He's the one who can kill it. If Bruno says, I'm not going, Man United can't accept it or refuse it. And I think if Bruno said he wants to go, Man United will accept it. And that's what Ben Jacobs said. Man United aren't looking to do a deal. But there is a price if Bruno decides he wants to go. And if Bruno decides he wants to go, I've got to be honest, he's got to go. But I hope he won't. He becomes an instant legend if he stays, says Giles. I tell you what, you shouldn't be a legend when you're still a player, really. It's very rare. But you should become a legend for winning Premier Leagues and Champions Leagues. But there has to be some sort of award for turning down £1.25 million a week to stay at Man United when we're shit. There has to be some sort of award that we can give him. We complain for not being able to sell. I've done that one for football or soccer as well. We've got 15.6 thousand people watching. An incredible community here. Can I just ask one thing? Please do subscribe to the channel if you're new. Bottom right-hand corner. Get involved with the United Stand. We're live every night at 8 o'clock, every morning at 10 o'clock UK times. And we're closing in on 70,000 subscribers. So please click that subscribe button and get involved. If you've enjoyed the show tonight, this is what it's like regularly, although not necessarily with such a divisive and amazing situation. I feel like we don't want this to drag. I feel like we need some sort of official line. I know there's a press conference tomorrow. It's probably a good time to have a press conference because maybe we get Bruno Fernandes in the car for press conference and he says, I'm not leaving. You don't want this to carry on because it's too big a story. You can't leave it out there that Al Hilal will give us a world record transfer fee and give him £1 million a week. And you can't just leave that there. Like, there has to be an answer. Definitely. What would you do depends solely on your passion. If you're more passionate about football, you stay. If you're more passionate about wealth, you leave. It's quite an interesting thing to say that, Hashim. I wouldn't disagree with it. What happens if he runs his contract down and goes for free? Mate, if he runs his contract down, he'd be nearly 35. I ain't got a problem with that. Iron, no problem at all. Thank you for joining the members club, Michael. We've had a few new members tonight. Thanks for getting your badge in. Don't mind the offer, just hate the timing. Saudi knows exactly what they're doing. If we lose on Thursday, what stopped Bruno from leaving? Sad to say, says Dimmer. I applauded the Saudi offer. I think they've got no reason to be, you know, loyal to Manchester United. I think it's an amazing show of PR power for an ambitious league. And I think the timing is perfect for them. But there you go. I wouldn't mind a membership, says Tupac. I've got some free memberships to give away. I will sort those out on the 10 o'clock show tomorrow. I just need to get into the back system and do it. Garfield says, you missed my chat, but it's Bilbao spin. Yeah, I mean, it's PR spin for the Saudi Pro League, and they've timed it absolutely perfect. Look, talk about timing. I have been live for an hour. Brilliant show tonight. Absolutely superb. I'm live on That's Football for Barcelona Inter. So I've just got to go and do a couple of things, and I'll be live there in about 10 minutes' time. So get yourself over to there. Do not forget, if you're based in the United States and you want to be on our fan forum in July, send us a 60-second clip of something you're passionate about. The more passionate, the better. We want to get some good people on our fan forum. We're going to be in Chicago, New York, New Jersey, and Atlanta, and we're going to do our fan forums, you know, like we do in the studio. We're going to get some space and do those. So we're looking for some people for that. Obviously, you need to be there physically. So probably need to live in Chicago, New York, New Jersey, or Atlanta, or be able to travel to it. Just send us a 60-second clip to thatsfootballmedia@gmail.com. And obviously, if you've seen the fan forum, you know, Maud's, Ricky, Usman, and all there is a lot. Even use me as a model. You know, if you've got that in you, get your clips in. We'd like to get you some of you on the United Stand when we're in the States. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Really appreciate it. I'll see you over on That's Football in a bit. Remember that, thatsfootballmedia@gmail.com if you can. Questions should be with Ineos since the Glazers don't control football operations. It's a big ask of the fans to get behind it, says Z3 Music Official. I'd rather lose Bruno or Garnacho and Mainoo, says Flaming Mo. I mean, I'd rather keep Garnacho and Mainoo because it's two players against one. But then again, Bruno is just so important. He's more important to us than them. To be honest, mate, I'll leave you on this. What's the project? What is the project? Because if the project is we're going to be challenging for top four next season, you need Bruno. If the project is we're challenging for top four in 3 years' time, we need Garnacho and Mainoo. Like, Bruno is brilliant now, but he's a waste of time if you're not planning to do anything in the next 2 years. Like, what is the project? Is it Liam Delap up front and a shit summer transfer window? Or is it Jokeres, Cunha, and we go for it next season, in which case you need Bruno? So we're almost predicting this blind as well. What is the project? We don't know what the project is. And if you're Bruno Fernandes and you know the project's shit for the next 3 years, you maybe should take the £1 million, you know? But we don't know the project. I'll see you on That's Football. Thanks for watching Absolute Legends tonight. What a show. Take care. Speak to you all in a bit.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. We'll be right back.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.